The John Daly Show. Politics.
There is a great piece on National Review about the media and the Trump hysteria. It is on March 30th, 2017 by Heather Wilhelm. It is entitled, "It's the End of the World Again." And if you read a lot of the headlines, you might think the world is coming to an end. And if you watch enough cable news, you're going to still think that there are conspiracies abound. Now, I'm not saying there aren't serious problems, but the media's response reiterates my theme of the more dominant media bias, which is an entertainment and sports bias, not necessarily the left-right bias. So here are some rules on healthy news consuming. First, only watch television news for breaking news. That is what TV news excels at. They can warn you about danger and what's happening right now near you. Second, if you are watching more than 3 hours of cable news, then you are probably watching too much. If you are watching the same channel 3 hours a day, then there might be something wrong with you. It could mean that you are so shakable in your beliefs that you need them to be confirmed by the entertainers on TV. Not only is that unhealthy, but you kind of look silly to half of your friends. And since news is more about entertainment and ratings, you really don't get any solutions. And I listen too many times to cable news, and I'm amazed at how the interviewer has an opinion that interrupts what the interviewee is saying. Now, granted, there are politicians out there and spokespersons who are trained to steer their message their way. Now, if that message is that flawed, then why even have them on? Also, my belief is that television today, mainly the dramas and comedies that are produced for entertainment, are far better at entertaining us rather than TV news. Why would you go to TV news for entertainment? I'd rather go to the entertainers for entertaining. So being fixated on news, I think, is unhealthy. All it does is get you angry and make you less informed. How do you avoid this? Well, first, don't go cold turkey on news. For instance, I suggest spending 20 to 30 minutes a day reading 3 or 4 newspapers. It's easy to do. First, go online. Many newspapers are free. Others, like the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, are not that expensive on a monthly basis. Second, reading online is quicker and more efficient. Plus, you're not throwing away any paper in the garbage. Third, learn how to speed read. The best method is to read the first 5 paragraphs of each article and then move on. Why is that? Well, because most newspaper stories are still written to give you all the information you need in the first 5 paragraphs. This goes back to the olden days when commuters read newspapers on the train. My other suggestion is to use the audio capabilities on your cell phone. For instance, when I work out, I am listening to The Economist magazine and I am listening to Audible.com for books on tape. I try to digest as much nonfiction from experts as I can. Now, when I'm walking the dog or working out, I am multitasking while also getting my news. The other great thing about The Economist and nonfiction is I am getting information from well-researched experts, not the talking heads on cable news. Now, doing all these things saves you time for more important things like being with family and friends or working on your business, while at the same time being informed as well. Plus, you're going to be much more interesting at cocktail parties.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.